Texas VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States military struck back at the Islamic State in Afghanistan Saturday, acting on U.S. President Joe Biden's vow to hit the extremists in retaliation for a suicide bombing claimed by IS that killed as many as 169 Afghans and 13 American service members at Kabul Airport Thursday. A U.S. Central Command statement said a drone strike targeted an IS planter in the eastern province of Nangarhar. It also said indications were that the target was in fact killed. Biden said Thursday he would strike back at the Islamic State group's Afghanistan affiliate, saying, "We will hunt you down and make you pay." Across the country in the United States, the offices of members of Congress have been become makeshift crisis centers. Lawmakers are being flooded with requests for help getting people onto one of the last flights coming out of the Kabul airport before Tuesday. That's President Joe Biden's deadline for the withdrawal of all U.S. military forces out of Afghanistan. Requests run into the hundreds, sometimes thousands, for each lawmaker. The work is gut-wrenching with stories of people there trying to help being turned away from Kabul airport. U.S. intelligence agencies are still divided on the origins of the coronavirus, but believe China's leaders did not know about the virus before the start of the global pandemic. That's according to results released Friday of a review ordered by President Biden. An unclassified summary indicates four members of the U.S. intelligence community say with low confidence that the virus was initially transmitted from animal to human. A fifth agency believes with moderate confidence that the first human infection was linked to a lab. This is VOA News. A spokesman for Myanmar's military-installed government says COVID-19 vaccinations will be given to members of the country's persecuted Muslim Rohingya ethnic minority. The Rohingya were the target of a fierce counterinsurgency campaign in 2017 that some critics charged amounted to ethnic cleansing or even genocide. Myanmar faces a devastating COVID-19 outbreak, although the daily number of reported new cases and deaths has been falling. Myanmar's poor public health system was weakened further by the political turmoil caused by the army's falling and the February takeover of power from the elected government. The Rohingya face widespread discrimination, and most are denied citizenship and other basic rights. More than 700,000 Rohingya have fled to neighboring Bangladesh. Authorities in northern Nigeria say three separate groups of kidnapped students have been freed within a 24-hour period. The dramatic development is prompting speculation that some kind of deal may have been made with the gunmen blamed for a spate of recent abductions in Africa's most populous nation. Among those freed were some of the youngest children ever taken hostage in Nigeria. Hours after the youngsters were brought to Niger State capital on Friday, the police said that 15 older students had also been freed there. Third announcement came out hours later in another state. At least 16 people were killed in a factory fire Friday in Pakistan's largest city and financial hub, Karachi, raising questions about the industrial safety in the country not new to such accidents. The fire broke out on a multi-story chemical factory in the eastern part of the city, and most windows of the factory were blocked, according to police. Over 260 workers were burned alive with a multi-story garment factory that was set on fire in September of 2012 and what became the deadliest industrial blaze in Pakistan's history. Hurricane Ida struck Cuba on Friday and threatened to slam into Louisiana with devastating force over the weekend, prompting evacuations in New Orleans and across the coastal area. Ida intensified rapidly on Friday from a tropical storm to a hurricane with top winds of 128 kilometers per hour as it crossed western Cuba. The National Hurricane Center predicted it would then strengthen into an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane by late Sunday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.